Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us this morning and tuning in to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We have some very exciting news to share with you that we wanted to get out to you as soon as we could, particularly because of what's going on with everyone's health in this COVID-19 pandemic. We have to be super, super cautious now. We want to get as healthy as we can be, regardless if we've got symptoms or whatever, or if you think you're healthy, you want to stay that way and maybe even improve your health. Remember, we can always improve on our level of health. And what we have to share is very exciting.
Yeah, so here's something. You've been hearing about the Little Magic Machine on the show. And Brenda and I actually bought one. And over the years, we have tried everything. And very few things have we actually ended up purchasing when it comes to machines. Supplements, it's different. We do supplements every day on a regular basis, and we test to see how much we need. And, you know, you've heard us talk about that. But this Little Magic Machine, it made so much sense to us because it gets to the real base cause of a lot of problems, and that is circulation of our blood. This machine increases your microcirculation, and it's interesting because we've been hearing from so many people, our chiropractic friends, et cetera, that all their new education they're starting to get is about microcirculation. So we want you to check out littlemagicmachine.com. And right now over Memorial Day, this is really important, until midnight of Memorial Day, you can get $500 off this machine. That's $500 off this machine. You put in the code MEMORIAL in capital letters. That's MEMORIAL in capital letters.
And there you go. You can purchase this machine really, really reasonably, folks. And we highly recommend it. Also want to let you know that powersofph.com, Powers of PH has got a sale going on, 25% off right now. When you check out, put the word COVID in small letters, COVID, in the checkout, and you're going to get 25% off all the PH product.
Hey, to learn more about the Little Magic Machine, by the way, listen to our show from this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So not the coming Wednesday, but this past Wednesday. And we will be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so today we continue our discussion with Robert Novak of what has been called the silent enemy, the coronavirus. Does this have anything to do with the shift we've talked about? What are our choices during this time? Well, stay tuned for an interesting spiritual perspective. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, if you are a longtime listener of Conscious Talk, you know our special guest for today, Robert Novak. We've been on a spiritual journey with him, and he's been doing most of the footwork, most of the journeying around the world for quite some time. His website is bewillingtobeamazed.com, and so we count on him for something amazing every time we talk to him. And last time we spoke to him, this is kind of a follow-up, a part two, as it were, on the invisible energy. And
And the coronavirus
and what we're calling the crown of illumination. Mm-hmm. So we're going to review a little bit of that. But first, let's say hello. Robert, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. And of course, I can't travel too much around the world right now. But we've been traveling amongst, you know, our sacred beingness. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's given us all a chance to really explore that inner landscape. And, you know, that's been the important part. It all starts there anyway.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, we're looking at this event in a number of ways. Obviously, it's a giant metaphor. Obviously, a lot of us have been, you know, looking forward for years to what we call a shift and wondering, you know, where does this play a part in it?
And how's that going to come about? We really feel, I believe as you do, Robert, that this virus, the corona, and we'll have you review a little bit of what you say about that, is really the beginning of this, correct?
Absolutely. And like you said, this corona, you know, means crown. So I look at this and it's like, okay, is this really about a virus or is it about, you know, capping our crown to keep us from a greater potential? Because this is definitely an evolutionary time period for us. So it really is about corona, our crown, illuminating it, our hearts, restoring, you know, all fully functioning aspects of our DNA, and choosing, restoring our sacred heritage. And of course, there's forces, anti-evolutionary forces, working against this, you know, aspect of us to get into a greater potential. So hopefully today we can, you know, expose more of this, because there's no doubt this is a trial. It's initiation, I want to say, of our collective soul metamorphosis into a new humanity. And, you know, we've been sucker punched with an invisible enemy, right? And this invisible enemy, it gets empowered with our fear. You know, the chaos that is created, the negative emotions. It's an energetic substance that, you know, they live off of. So we have to really get back to this aspect of activating our crown, our heart, you know, in the line with the Creator, choosing love over fear and chaos, right? Choosing our sacred heritage, choosing to be fully activated and restored, which shifts our lives. So we have to really engage ourselves, our DNA, and I'm talking about our chemical strands. I'm talking about the strands that science calls junk. And notice that science calls it junk because they only look at it linear fashion, and they're missing that these dormant DNA, not junk DNA, dormant DNA, are this multidimensional aspect that we can, you know, really, you know, bolster up with our consciousness and more light.
I think probably the most important thing that you said, and we talked about it this last time, and I remind everybody they can go to the archives or just search for Robert Novak and find his page and play that last show.
Yes.
You know, it's also available in podcasts out there. Just search for that. But it's about, here's the important thing that you said, choice.
Yes.
You know, we actually have a choice. So there are a lot of people in paralysis thinking we have no choice, or they're taking a very narrow view, and they're arguing about the small stuff as opposed to, you know, looking at the multidimensional large process that's going on.
Well, and we know, Robert, that the main problem is twofold, at least from my perspective. One, we have billions of people that are unconscious. They are not aware that they are a soul-driven spirit being, multidimensional being, that are really not here to, you know, be famous and make billions of dollars and control everything, or, you know, be the worker bees that we've become. This is not our real purpose here. And number two, what you said earlier about fear. The fear, the chaos, the hatred, the bitterness, the resentment, all of that feeds what you're calling the enemy, the energy that wants to basically stay in control, dominate, and enslave humanity the way we have participated in it and really allowed for it for thousands of years. That's why this shift is so monumental and so important, because it is time for us to rise out of that place of being these, what we feel, powerless little human beings, and rise up to who we really are.
Right on. I mean, that was said so well. And this is, you know, the key. I mean, we've lost that, you know, awareness, you know, because we've been forced to live in this linear, you know, matrix. And also then we've had all of this, you know, chaos in this human history over 1,000 years that's recorded that we're aware of. So we think that we're doing it and we're limited in this way. But we've been forced into that, right? So we now have to connect in with ourselves and realize that we have the answers right in us.
Right.
Okay. And that means when we start connecting, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about the heart many times. And if people don't understand what to do, then let's just connect with our heart in, you know, gratitude, appreciation, compassion, and sit there for a while, right? Because in there, then there's going to be a whole nother aspect of beingness that gets awakened in you, okay? Because it's already in us. You know, it's been dormant in us, and for the most part, but just by doing that, it's going to come alive. And then we're going to start seeing that, oh my goodness, we are a pretty special species and being, right? But we've totally been suppressed. And now it's time to awaken that. And the energies, you know, off planet, even on this planet, is very strong right now for this to happen. And this is why there's this anti-evolutionary forces working against us. And all these things that we're talking about here during this, you know, virus aspect that is really working against us from getting there.
Right.
We can bring our light out. We can make it happen.
It's interesting. This the last time these kind of anti or de-evolutionary forces were really strong was in the 80s, when there was another very large opening. You know, everything seemed to align there. There was a big opportunity for a consciousness shift. And a lot of this stuff came up. And, you know, it's a gigantic diversion. And what people need to realize and what you're saying is that, you know, we can come up with all kinds of conspiracy theories or point to blame wherever. You know, there's a lot of things that are not what they appear to be. And there are things with good intention that end up, you know, going awry. What it's really about is consciousness, and that's where it starts. It's shifting exactly what you were talking about being more in our hearts and and being more unified and understanding who we are. That's where the real power is. The rest of it is all illusion.
Yeah, and what's so fascinating, and we found this out with a number of our clients, Robert, is we sit down with them, and the first thing out of, usually the first thing they say is, you know, this work is so hard. And I said, so it's so hard to be loving to yourself and others. It's so hard to be forgiving. And there is a structure in that ego that says, yes, that's hard because I want to punish. I want to get retribution. I want to be justified why I'm angry, bitter, hostile, withdrawn, whatever. And this is all of that that's playing on us right now. That's why I said we're compliant in it. It was forced upon us, but we are actually compliant in it when we don't wake up and know we can rise above that.
Right, or as you said, it exists within us. Well, we're here with Robert Novak. We're going to get his take on all of this when we come back, so stay tuned.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are still listening to Conscious Talk, or you just tuned in. Well, if you did, we're here with Robert Novak. His website, bewillingtobeamazed.com. We're always amazed and thrilled, actually, to be with him because we speak the same language. Robert has had so much experience in helping people to grow spiritually
and heal
and to know who they are. So please check out that bewillingtobeamazed.com website because he has a lot to offer there. Well, Robert, you know, we were riffing on some of our experience and where we think things are going, but you know, you're insisting we better wake up now, so maybe you better inform us a little.
There's no question. And, you know, as we even already shared, I mean, this is a time for definitely humanity to wake up and choose together, right? That's the real key. So this is not a political stance we're taking. It is a human stance, right? And we've proven that during this time period, we all did what we needed to do. And so many people, you know, our neighbors, our friends, helped each other, right? We've proven that we are really loving beings. And of course, the invisible enemy knows this, and they want to create more division and separation. So anyone that's, you know, keeps bringing those things up, we have to ignore. And then we have to get back into our light and knowing that we become more powerful when we stand together. And this is actually a divine feminine principle, too. That, you know, it is more powerful in unity. And this is then a huge part of how the DNA gets activated in a more fully conscious way. So that's how these dormant aspects of the DNA is going to come alive through this divine feminine principle and unity, you know, coming together. So to me, this is extremely important.
So I want to comment on what you said about ignore those kind of people who carry that energy that only want to fight and find something wrong with everyone and everything, blame everyone and everything, take no responsibility in their lives. And the reason I want to point this out, Robert, is, and I'm going to circle right back to the feminine energy, which is the receptive energy. And when I say that, I'm not saying when we don't give them our energy. In other words, we don't donate back our comments, judgments, anger, all that. When we don't feed them that, that energy starts to dissipate.
Yeah.
It is us on this side of the line that when we go into those patterns of fighting against, withdrawing, contracting our energy, which is all of, and being aggressive, which is all that male energy, then we are actually contributing to the very thing we would like to shift. Because that feminine energy, as you said, is that receptive, loving, walk away, don't give it energy, don't ruminate over it, don't criticize and draw yourself to that energy and feed it. And if enough of us did that, it wouldn't be here. Correct?
Right on. Really good. Well put.
And we forget that we do that just quite naturally because we want to resist all that negativity.
Exactly, because that just feeds the beast, you know, right? So we don't want to do that. So this is definitely, you know, the time period that we recognize that we're a sacred being. And realize, and most people don't realize that themselves, right? So we have to step into that. We got to know this. We just can't claim it and state it. We got to actually settle into this, and that's what we mentioned about the heart and start activating some things. So then we can we can stand up and say, "I am a sacred and sovereign being," and that's really, really important right now.
Yes. We call it, Rob and I call it embodying that energy. We actually embody who we are as opposed to pretending we're not.
One of the things that you point out in some of the notes you sent us is, and this is why it's a consciousness thing, let's talk about things like masks. It's like, how do you come at that? Do you come at that with, you better wear a mask or because if you're not, you're going to kill me? Or you come at it from the point of view of, oh, hey, thanks for being thoughtful. You know, I mean, whether it's real or not, you know, you're being thoughtful of me by wearing a mask, or the vice versa. I mean, you know, or don't get mad at somebody who isn't wearing a mask. You know, it's that kind of thing. If you want to wear one, wear one. If you don't put the negative energies on it and then use that to create division. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. And, you know, when we look at masks, there's a few things here, right? I mean, one, there's no question that, you know, wearing them can make you sicker because you're breathing in your own off in other viruses and it starts accumulating there. But in contrast, it does help spreading it. There's no question.
Right.
But then also, you know, like this aspect, concern of, you know, people turning against each other, right? Because you're not wearing a mask. You're going to kill me. You're going to kill people if you don't. And that's, of course, unfortunately being perpetuated out there in the different media outlets or the authorities say, you got to wear, you're going to kill people. So we're focusing in on that negativity. If you don't do this, you're killing people. And, of course, no one wants that. So we do it. But there's a lot of that going on. It's like, stop, you know, because we're just getting in this irrational state that to where when there's such fear, right, everything just shuts down. Conscious thinking just shuts down. And therefore, what happens then is then anyone can step in and then, you know, think for you, guide you, make decisions for you. And, of course, we normally give that to authority figures or at least who we hold into authority. It's like, yes, please help me because I can't think straight. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Right.
The agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
And then why 6 feet? Why 6 feet apart?
Yeah, because we know that, hey, look, if somebody sneezes, this thing's going to spread 20 feet, 30 feet,
so
whatever.
So why 6 feet?
Know?
Right, exactly. So there's a good question. And when it was asked, you know, to the experts, they said, well, it's an arbitrary number, they said. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, what's interesting is that, you know, people have to be at least 5 feet apart for them to electronically track them. So with 6 feet brought apart, you know, brought here because the 5 feet rule is needed to be able to track people, it makes you wonder, right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, you know,
what's really going on?
Yeah. Again, depending on the underlying, as we're seeing what's happening, is that there's one group of people, one side essentially, and I don't mean the political sides, I'm just saying the conscious and the unconscious or the less conscious, is one saying, okay, wow, this is an opportunity. You know, everything kind of stopped. We have a chance for a do-over.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, it's like, oh boy, everything stopped. So now we can really clamp down on control.
Yes.
You know, and that's a consciousness thing. And so where are you going to land on that?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we have to really become cognizant, consciousness of the social engineering that's going on, because it definitely is. And let's be honest. I mean, we're a programmable species. I mean, we got conscious where our you know, we do things repetitively and all of a sudden it's just in our subconscious. We do it automatically. Right. So that's how we're being conditioned. I mean, think about it. We don't think about driving a car anymore. We do it. So if we're socially engineered and, you know, around, you know, our grocery store and other places and wear a mask and stay 6 feet away, all of a sudden it becomes part of that subconscious, especially with this, you know, intense emotion of fear or whatever else in there.
Right.
To where
right.
it's embedded in.
Right.
Right. So that's a real concern. And especially when they're out there saying you are not safe, you need to listen to us or you're going to kill people.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's really gets ingrained hard. And that's really scary from that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It keeps us
even more separated and really believing in separation, that's the safe thing to do. And coming back to the fear it really makes us vulnerable to live in that kind of fear and paranoia, because that kind of stress on the immune system weakens our system.
Yeah. And hey, I wanted to bring up something to talk about that I've really noticed. And you know, we've noticed there aren't so many planes in the air. The air is really looking a lot better. Feeling better. Smog has been receding in a lot of the cities because there's less cars driving. So we're seeing the evidence of nature coming on very strong. People are noticing birds singing where they hadn't noticed before.
Mm-hmm.
There's all where you know where
seeing
we live.
Stars in the sky where they couldn't.
Yeah,
before.
It's not just spring, but it's spring with a big energy happening.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that going on, and then on the other side, and it's something we introduced in our discussion with you last time. Are things like the introduction of new technology, 5G, and how every time you introduce something that's a paradigm shift like that, that causes big disruptions in nature. And, you know, we also have been talking to, you know, they keep saying, well, there's nothing that will kill viruses. We don't have any pharmaceutical approaches. We have all these very complicated approaches. But in nature, there are antivirals. But they won't let those come to the fore. So when we come back, Robert, I want you to just let's discuss that a little bit about those choices, because they seem to be right in front of our eyes. Well, we're here with Robert Novak, and we're talking about our current situation. We'll be back after these messages.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622. Or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk. Radio that lifts you up. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore, you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey, welcome back, folks, and we are so happy that you're tuning in to Conscious Talk Radio. It is radio that can make a difference in your life, because this show is not only about inspiring you and empowering you, it is really about giving you tools and teaching you the ways in which you can come into your own. It is really giving you back to yourself. And that's what Robert Novak is all about. It's one of the reasons we feel so deeply connected with him. He truly is a brother to us, and he's been on the show many times. And today we're talking about this COVID-19, this shift in consciousness, and all of it that's going on right now. And Rob had set it up with the G5, you know,
the 5G,
yeah. I mean, the 5G and all the other things that are going on. Can you comment on what he was saying in the last segment?
Absolutely. You know, there's no question, you know, if we look at, you know, science, we look at history, that, you know, whenever there was a quantum leap in electrification of the earth, there was a global pandemic. So what happens, right? I mean, so when... You know, any biological system is, you know, exposed to new electromagnetic fields, then, you know, it poisons the cell, right? And then these cells become toxic and they excrete viruses, right? This is and that's just proven. So that's how it comes about. So we have to look then is what's going on here? Is this, you know, a virus? Or is it 5G? Is it a combination thereof? Or is there something totally else, right? But there's no question that there got to be something else here, because I know I watched a video of a young man that, you know, just happened to stumble onto all the 5G networks that are out there globally. He was looking on, you know, his cell provider's website and just noticed it. And he goes, look, he goes, I can look at this whole, you know, global map. And it shows where all the 5G is installed and being utilized heavily. And then he pulled up the global map of all the COVID breakouts. Mm-hmm. And there was a direct correlation.
Yes.
So that's really intriguing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something to really take note of and say, okay, now what's really going on? Because we also know that, you know, when we look at vaccines, and the push of vaccines, we know they have aluminum in them, right? That they just do.
Yes.
They've been infecting our bodies with aluminum and other things through the vaccines. And, you know, so when that happens, we put this metal, this aluminum in our body, the body becomes more receptors of absorbing this increased electromagnetic field.
Yes.
So it's a perfect storm of deterioration of a species, right, of poisoning itself. And therefore emitting viruses. So we have to look at that also being a cause of it. And then further on from this, like, what's really going on? What's happening here? And it's a good question. And in the same time, we know already what we talked about, it's anti-evolutionary forces, and we need to connect our sacred heritage, our light, so because light eradicates the dark, and that's where we need to be.
And I want to bring something up about the 5G or G5.
5G.
Yeah, 5G. And that is that, and I want to bring this into the conversation only because there are certain technologies out there that are really high vibrating, high consciousness technologies that are protecting us from the EMFs and the 5G. And one of them is that focused life force energy program that we have talked repeatedly about on this program.
Right, and the AIM program, those are spiritual technologies that are essentially neutralize those kinds of electromagnetic fields. And you know, Robert, I think we've watched our whole development for decades, and it started with you know, way back when the Pure Food and Drug Act, where we started to mess with our foods and put additives in them, and that led to the pharmaceuticals. And, you know, we organized around chemistry, and then we've seen how that has, you know, weakened us and destroyed us in a lot of ways. You know, this is our opportunity to look elsewhere.
So when we come back from this break, there's a couple of big areas we'd like to get into: artificial intelligence, and then what you say is the biggest, scariest concern of all, and that is a weaponized 5G wireless nanotube coronavirus delivery system that Anthony Fauci paid Charles Lieber to build. And most people aren't even aware of that. So let's talk about those two topics when we come back. But where we're really headed with this, not to scare you folks, to inform you, to empower you, to move your consciousness up. We'll be back after these messages.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk. Of course, the website's ConsciousTalk.com, but I'm directing you to another one, and that is BeWillingToBeAmazed.com. That's Robert Novak's website. And he's, you know, been out discovering a lot of things and bringing us some new information, so we're going to get right back to it. As concerns our current development, what about artificial intelligence? Where what are we missing about that? Where's the dark side, as it were, to that?
Exactly. So as we step back here just a bit, I mean, and we look at what we already laid out here a little bit, I mean, we want to make sure that people know that even if they went to the CDC's data on their website, it will show that the respiratory deaths are no worse than they were in prior years. And then we always hear about science. We need to listen to science. Well, whose science are we going to listen to? This chemical-based approach with that seemingly has an agenda of some sort? Or are we going to bring in science that can expose and show other ways of, you know, working with, you know, the human body and creation and viruses, right? So what's the agenda? We don't really know, but there's a heck of a lot going on out here related to our artificial intelligence. And is this aspect of virus, vaccines, 5G, just the precursor to get to this place, right? So I've listened to many different people related to this, but one of the things that I found interesting was this Gordy Rose, who is a leading expert in quantum computing and artificial intelligence. And, you know, it's reported that, you know, he gained this technology from Nephilim. Okay, and people are saying, what's Nephilim? Well, let's talk about it in biblical terms also, but I suppose like these watchers or fallen angels that, you know, mated with human women and they had these children, which called Nephilim, at least is one of the things. But what's interesting here is, this is not just, if you want to say, a story one's read about or whatever. I had experience, related to this, which was, eye-opening to me because, holy cow, these things actually really exist. And my story related to that was, a woman that I knew, and after a few weeks of getting to know her, she always talked about her spiritual teacher. Well, she was talking about her spiritual teacher, and it just popped in that, I saw this vision, and I said, wow, he lives off the goddess type of woman energy. So these women that are like goddess type, he's living off the energy, had that, look, and I shared that with her. And she says, well, he's always spoken to me about the Fountain of Youth. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, there's confirmation. Well, then the other thing related to this, a few weeks after that, I was just driving, when you drive, you can be, unconscious of driving. But it popped in that he was a Nephilim. I was like, what the heck, right? I'm going, what the heck, right? Well, then I told her about that, and a good friend of hers who also was her psychic advisor told her that your spiritual teacher is a fallen angel. So here's again confirmation. So here we have this leading expert in our artificial intelligence that's receiving wisdom from Nephilim, and it makes you wonder, it's like, what's the end game here? Because even in another video that this Gordy Rose made just less than a year ago, he talked about there's so many alien minds around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's being influenced by this. And he then talked about that there's no longer going to be human biological babies. They're going to be just these artificial intelligent babies where, man becomes, or machine merges with man. This is the, what's, unfolding to look like the end game.
Yeah, always been, we have, as humans, always been referred to as an experiment.
Yes.
For a long time. And one of the things that's interesting that's really come to light about viruses in general, viruses are not alive. They are an information. So in other words, they are the RNA that informs our DNA. Mm-hmm. And people don't get that. They talk about, well, how long does a virus live? Well, they're not really living, but it's like pieces of information hanging around that have hooks that go into our system and then, create havoc with our cellular structure with this new information. And, so we're very much like computers, mm-hmm. obviously. We've been saying that for years.
Because computers get viruses.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but computers operate on information systems. And mm-hmm. That's why they refer to viruses as those things that disrupt those systems.
Right.
So it's very, what you're saying is really interesting. And again, that's where consciousness can, we know there's consciousness in everything. So,
absolutely.
Where are we evolving to?
Yeah, and this is why, just a little bit more here. This is why it's very important to know that, Google and NASA, mm-hmm. they're mm-hmm. a big collector of our human biogenetics data, that they're getting from cell phones, and they're building this super artificial intelligence off of all our behaviors, but also mm-hmm. our energetics, right? People don't reference these energetics. So this is why, what's going on here is we are coming alive. Our dormant DNA, everything, we're starting to wake up to more, multidimensional aspects. Well, of course, if we wake up, because we are the best computer ever, right? And the sacred being. So if we open up these multidimensional aspects of our DNA, this dormant DNA, we become what they wish to make us out of machines. That's why they have to harness this waking intelligence in us so they can try to duplicate it in that way. Well, why not just let us come to life?
Right.
Yeah. Well, always been the struggle between technology and humanity or spirit in this case.
And Robert, why do you think they don't want us to come alive? Why do you think, what is behind that? Is it control? Domination?
Well, it's definitely controlled domination, but we're their feed, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
we're their food.
Exactly. We're their, yeah.
We're their food.
Yeah, they feed off energy. That's
yes.
right.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, we are, as spiritual beings, energetic beings. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, we take various forms. Energy takes various forms. We're walking around in this, expressing in this biochemical, electrical form that, but it isn't, you know, again, if you don't realize that you are spirit or soul driven and you think you are this mass, then you're in a whole different place.
Yeah. You're in a compromised position, period. Correct?
Yep. Absolutely.
So let's just quickly, we only have a few minutes left. Let's quickly go over the weaponized 5G. And, you know, you said that's one of the biggest concerns is delivering a coronavirus, you know, if you will, vaccine or something through this type of technology.
Exactly. So here's the thing. I mean, you know, we have to be, you know, a little bit concerned here. It's like, okay, what's going to happen to us that don't comply and get a vaccine?
Right.
Now or in the future, right? Are they going to sequester us someplace or what's the thing? Well, a patent is out, you know, and so people know our U.S. Patent Office is operated by a British company. Okay. Make it sense out of that one. But anyways, there's a patent where there's a weaponized 5G wireless nanotube coronavirus delivery system that Anthony Fauci paid Charles Lieber. Charles Lieber is the scientist that worked with China, getting money from him, but he was a scientist from Harvard, right? But he paid Charles Lieber to build it for NIH, DARPA, Gates Foundation, Wellcome Trust, the Purbright Institute, United Kingdom, GlaxoSmithKline, and what they call the Pilgrim Society. And here's how it works. Water molecules can suspend live coronaviruses inside this carbon nanotubes. Okay? So if they're ingested in many different ways, like a sneeze, air, water, beverage, immunization, you know, any other type of contact, okay? We now have this, you know, nanotube that holds a live coronavirus. 5G can then directly target someone via 5G millivolt stimuli, you know, let's say even with your cell phone, heating up that water to where the nanotube, you know, then, you know, water pressure in this is really increased because it's heating up, and then expels the water and the coronavirus payload into your body, releasing, you know, and infecting any targeted person. Scary.
So one final thing, because we only have 16 seconds left. Why isn't God saving us is what people are saying. Just quickly answer that, Robert.
We have free will, and God inspires and guides through us, people, to take action.
There you go.
All right.
Well, we're not done with this yet, folks. We're going to have Robert back one more time for round three of this, so hang on to your hats. Robert, as always, thank you so very much for being with us, folks. Thank you, as always. Have a beautiful day, and we will see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine. Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.